Mark's Gospel, chapter 6. And he called to him the 12, and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals, and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Where you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. And if any place will not receive you, and they refuse to hear you, when you leave, shake the dust off that is on your feet for a testimony against them." So they went out and preached that men and women should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. It's like the preparation had ended and Jesus sent them forth. In a sense, maybe emotionally, not unlike what it is to look ahead to a new year, in a sense to continue the ministry to which we've been called, but also in a sense to anticipate in light of what has been. A couple of days from New Year's, we reflect back on what has been, look ahead to what might be. I was in my living room the other day and just caught an image that made some sense in light of this. We have a mirror in the living room. You can look in it and fix your hair, whatever you're going to do. And as you see yourself reflected, just a tiny sideways glance to the left, you look out the window. So there's just in the same place, you sort of reflect, look out. We think about reflecting back, but I would suggest that perhaps a way to think about how ministry continues to happen, reflect forward. Reflect forward. And that's sort of the title of these thoughts today. How do we reflect forward? What is it that we bring into the world that has been given to us? In a sense, that's a call to ministry. Bring to what you have received. I think it's kind of interesting that when Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them out with explicit instructions to travel light. So it occurs to me, first of all, we might reflect forward by unloading some excess baggage, unloading some things that weigh us down. I don't know about you, but what weighs me down, emotionally especially, are grudges and resentments. I know I've got people in my life. I've even got the scripts and the plans that if I get a chance. And I'm thinking, you know, who's hurt by that more? Me, probably, because I'm the one that carts it around. They probably don't even care, you know. I think Jesus may have underestimated our will to hold on to grudges when Peter asked him a stupid question. How many times do I have to forgive him? And he gave him a number. 70 times 7. All right. 70 times 7. 491, man, they're going to get it now. And then you spend your life counting to 490. That'd just wear you out, wouldn't it? Reflect forward by at least slowing down the count, putting it on hold, maybe even letting go of a piece of baggage. Now, that's not easy to do, admittedly. So I'm going to suggest you play a trick on yourself. And imagine, and everybody's got to do this, I have a desk, a drawer, and a closet that are out of control. You got one of those, at least? Metaphorically, when I unload my desk, I'm going to unload, or at least try emotionally to imagine that I'm also unloading at least one resentment I got against one guy I can think of real clear. And if it doesn't work fully and completely, at least you got a clean desk. So reflect forward by unloading a resentment. Or at least clean out your desk. Reflect forward, I think, secondly, by moving toward a dream. A bucket list has become kind of a new metaphor. Things I want to do before my days are up. And, you know, I haven't fully assembled it yet because, you know, I don't have a dreadful diagnosis or anything like that. But I hate to tell you, 2013 rolls around, 2012 doesn't come back. All of us have a finite number of days. Most of us don't know how many that is, but it is a finite number to live one with another. What is it that you want to do or accomplish that you can move toward incrementally, maybe this next year? Reflect forward toward a dream. Part of why I like golf is that at every level, it's among the most egalitarian of sports. Even the most prestigious professional tournaments, the U.S. Open and the Open Championship in Britain, are literally that, an open championship. Technically, any American golfer, or any golfer in the world, who can work toward and achieve a 2 handicap can try to qualify for the U.S. Open or the Open Championship in Britain. I don't think I'm ever going to get my handicap down to 2. And even if I did, probably not going to make it through the first round of qualifying. I would have to dedicate my life in ways that only professional golfers can do. But, I have played in my life already 2 courses where they hold the U.S. Open. I've at least played the course. And on my bucket list would be to play the old course at St. Andrews, where they invented golf in Scotland. Now, you can't just waltz over there and sign up and play. You have to have, I think it's a 24 handicap. Well, I don't play enough golf anymore to have a regular handicap. But I did this last year, post 1 score from the Rawls course, and I have a handicap. I'm registered with the Texas Golf Association. I don't know if I'll ever get to Scotland, but if I do, in the next year, I'm going to play 10 rounds of golf and get a handicap. So that if I want to, I could wake up on Monday and say, hey, let's go to Scotland day after tomorrow. Don't know that I ever will, but at least I could. And you see, it's not the getting there that reflects forward. It's the idea that you're moving in that direction. And that in itself is edifying. Reflect forward by putting something out that you can even unreasonably achieve, maybe never get there, but this year take a step or two toward it. Move toward a dream. Drop some baggage, move toward a dream. Reflect forward. And finally, reflect forward by asking yourself a question, if not every day, at least now and then, when it occurs to you at the end of the day. Whose life today is better than it was at the start because of me? How did I leave it better than I found it today for someone? I was visiting Francis Camp a couple weeks ago, and just like we do from time to time. And as we were leaving, a teacher came in with a whole bag of stuff. I don't even know what it was, other than she said it was something that the kids in her class had made to simply share with the folks who lived at Wedgwood. And the teacher said, this is one of 26 random acts of kindness that we're doing to honor the memory of the 26 that were lost in Connecticut. A random act of kindness, a little tiny thing. Well, you know what? Put that on your list of reflecting forward ideas. A random act of kindness, when it occurs to you or when the opportunity is given. Somebody wrote a letter to the editor a few days ago commenting with thanks that someone had done a random act of kindness for, I believe it was her. She was in a checkout line at Walmart or someplace and found that the credit card that she'd given simply wouldn't go through for some reason. Had a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, the line is long. And 2 people back, somebody apparently just said, would this help, and handed the clerk a $100 bill and said, you know, now, that's a pretty expensive random act of kindness, but, you know, you get the idea. Sometimes the opportunity may present itself. Sometimes you might have to plan it. A random act of kindness. Whose life today is better at the end than when it started? Because of me. It's an interesting question. Drop some baggage, a grudge, move toward a dream, leave it better than you found it for someone one day. Sounds like a list of New Year's resolutions, doesn't it? I know, New Year's resolutions come and go. You know, they last about the time, you know, Lent rolls around, and then you give them up for Lent, right? My favorite Bible verse is not even in the Bible. Let not the ideal be the enemy of the good. In other words, because you can't make it perfect, don't give up trying to make it better. You're probably not going to drop the entirety of a grudge or resentment, but one tick back. Reset the count from 212 to 211 on your way to 490, right? Move toward the dream with a baby step. Metaphorically or literally, play another round of golf and post a handicap score. Leave it better than you found it by a random act of kindness. Even in the smallest way, be able to say that this day counted for this. Travel light. Ministry is before us. Reflect forward. Amen.